deploy to the Middle East, to Africa, around the world, they get a host of vaccines. And it's a direct order. You got to take it. And I don't think there are conscientious objectors when it comes to vaccines, because this happens all the time. I had not heard of the talk of some sort of mass inoculation. That's something that goes on every day. It'd be interesting, but thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. I'll check on that. But the idea of dishonorable discharges because they won't get the vaccine, my guess is it would have something to do with ignoring a direct order by a superior officer. We'll see. Coming up, another candidate for governor, Republican Barack Zilberberg, will join us. We'll find out why he wants to succeed Steve Sisolak. What is it that Steve Sisolak has done so badly that should warrant this kind of feeling? Well, it's like everything he's done. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Panic swept through a Kroger grocery store in western Tennessee this afternoon when a gunman opened fire. Customers hid in freezers and locked themselves in offices. One person was killed, and the gunman apparently took his own life. In all, 13 people were shot, 12 were taken to hospitals, some with serious injuries. Dale Lane is the police chief of Collierville.
This situation is going to drive fear, but we are a resilient community. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we keep Collierville and this area as safe as we can.
Advisors to the CDC are recommending a third Pfizer COVID-19 dose for people 65 and older. The panel also said people 18 and older who have an underlying medical risk get another shot. As the pandemic continues, Dr. Matthew Daly says these recommendations will keep changing.
The decisions that we're going to make are decisions for today. And they really can and will and should be readdressed as the circumstances and as the data warrant. So in other words, these are interim recommendations.
House Republican leaders are formally urging their rank and file to oppose the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill ahead of next week's vote.
While 19 out of 50 GOP senators voted for the roughly $1 trillion bill, far fewer of their House counterparts, who are more aligned with former President Trump, have indicated that they would support it. A notice from House Minority Whip Steve Scalise's office says Republican leaders will urge members to vote against the bipartisan bill because Democrats are linking it with their $3.5 trillion reconciliation package to expand social safety net programs and invest in climate change mitigation efforts.
Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett. The FBI has issued an arrest warrant for the boyfriend of Gabby Petito, the woman whose body was found at a national park in Wyoming after a cross-country trip with him. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Steve Sisolak listens to Gavin Newsom. Just one day after Newsom shut down businesses in California, Sisolak shut down businesses in Nevada, and thousands lost their jobs. Newsom closed churches, Sisolak closed churches. He's trying to make us just like California. Luckily, a conservative leader has stepped up to take on Sisolak, an Army veteran and law enforcement officer who spent 30 years defending our shared values, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. When liberal extremists tried to defund police, Lombardo put more cops on the streets, making our rights and safety his priority. And when the establishment told Joe he should switch parties to get elected in Nevada's most Democrat county, he said no, stuck to his conservative principles, and won anyway. Joe Lombardo's a leader, not a follower. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. He reported on politicians, and now he wants to be one. Former News 3 weekend anchor and reporter Gerard Romolo has announced plans to run for the Republican nomination for Nevada Secretary of State. Incumbent Barbara Sagavsky, the lone Republican currently holding statewide office, is termed out after running for re-election. Romolo was one of more than a dozen News 3 employees which were laid off in March by the station owner Sinclair Broadcasting as it eliminated hundreds of jobs across the country. Fall arrived yesterday here in southern Nevada with warmer than normal temperatures, and the forecast for more hazy skies due to smoke from the California fires. The autumn equinox arrived yesterday afternoon at 12:22, with the high reaching 98 degrees. Forecasters say smoke from the fires in California's Sequoia National Park are headed for Las Vegas. The smoke and the haze is expected to make its way to the valley today and tomorrow afternoon, with highs going to be in the mid-90s, overnight lows in the 70s, and the daytime highs for the weekend should be very comfortable in the mid-90s.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, we're getting delays downtown right now with those lane restrictions. 515 eastbound at Main, westbound 515 at Las Vegas Boulevard. Slow flows into the airport tunnel. Remember, the new speed limit through there is only 35 miles per hour. That's southbound Paradise at Russell, and you'll touch the brakes 215 west at Gillespie.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. And also good to have Barack Zilberberg on, a Republican candidate for governor. We've been talking with the gubernatorial candidates. There are a lot of them. And Barack joins us. Barack, how you been?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Kevin? How's it going?
It's going good, man. Hey, I got to ask you, you've been traveling the state, talking with folks. Tell me what they're telling you, in particular when it comes to our current governor, Steve Sisolak.
Well, first off, he as far as mandates masks, and then he says, oh, it's okay, take off the masks. Now he's telling everybody, put the mask back on. What's going on? Where's the intelligence? Where is the circumference of as far as society? I just don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. He tells everybody one thing, then another thing, and then another thing. Is he a puppet on strings? I believe so, folks. I don't understand if anybody could be governor in the state of Nevada. He could be governor of the state of Nevada. Anybody could be as far as governor of the state of Nevada. I'm sorry to tell you. I don't know how he got ever in office. I just don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I really don't understand.
Let me ask you, though. If I could wrinkle my nose and make you governor, what would you do differently on the coronavirus pandemic if you were the governor right now?
Well, basically, knowing the fact that how Las Vegas, Clark County, as far as operates, Las Vegas Strip in particular, it's a 365, 24/7, 365 operation. And to shut down a city as such with lights down, that is unbelievable. I think I would take a whole different approach, knowing the fact that there is a plandemic, you may say, or a pandemic, okay, but we'll go into the plandemic later on. So basically shutting down as far as a city of Clark County, it's the biggest trip to nothing, and in the furloughs of the people out there, you know, and the people that, you know, that are They're working from paycheck to paycheck, you know, relying on their salaries and their doings. And then he furloughs all of them, right? And then in addition to that, he promises them as far as unemployment checks, which I've been traveling all around, and everybody's telling me that they're delayed on their unemployment checks, which is months and months and months. Meanwhile, these people need to, you know, have food. You have affected the population in furlough, and then you furthermore don't compensate them. I don't understand the logic. I would bring the stance to 50%. I would never shut down this far as the strip down 100%. I'd bring it down a 50% stance. Number one, okay, we analyze as to what's happening within our circumferences. We do studies, we do graphs, we do intelligence studies, just not like, oh, out of emotions, okay? Bring it down to 50%. Don't shut down a city. Don't shut down as far as an economy. It's wrong, you know, and then basically outposition myself way, way different. That's why I'm coming out in the open, because I'm so tired of what I've been seeing throughout, you know, this whole thing. It's just unbelievable, and that's why I've chosen to come out and fight for our nation, fight for Nevada, I love the United States of America. I stand behind it. I will take a bullet for this country. Seriously.
You know, one of the interesting things, we talk about the Sisolak shutdown, and he owns it. I mean, this was his baby. We've still got 21,000 culinary workers who have yet to go back to work.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what? March 17th of last year when he did the Sisolak shutdown. We've got people still out of work.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, not only that, he's shut down small businesses, you know, and he's done much effects to the economy here in Nevada, which shouldn't have been done, you know. These stances, I don't know who he's following. He may be following Gavin Newsom's as far as analogy or legacy. I don't know who he's following, but I really don't know if he's running as far as the state of Nevada or the first lady, his wife, is running, you know, as far as Nevada. I don't understand. Okay? But the way it's run, it's not run right. Okay? And I'm going to tell it to his face. And I'll tell it to as far as the first lady's face as well. The way this first state is not ran right. It's ineffective, and it doesn't work. We need fresh blood in here. We need people of intelligence and knowledge and circumferences to bring this state to a very high stand. We deserve better here in Nevada. And that's what I'm here for.
Let me ask you your opinion of vaccine mandates. We've got the President of the United States wanting to do a mandate for any companies of 100 or more would end up having to do a mandate thing. We've got the MGM employees. We've got Raider games where there's a vaccine mandate. Can you talk a little bit about whether you think these vaccine mandates will work or not?
Let me tell you something. Everybody has gotten as far as the virus, okay? 99% of the people survive. 1%, they unfortunately, they leave the population. This is a pandemic. It's not a pandemic, okay? Bill Gates in 2015 is telling us that there's going to be a pandemic, okay, of some sort, a virus, okay? How can he plan a pandemic when he's not in the pandemic? So this thing has been thought of, and this thing was planned, okay? And there's no excuse, but forget about all of that. We, as far as reciprocated the virus within all of us, humankind, 1% has unfortunately have fallen. 99% are still standing here today, and our immunity in our body that we, as far as encumbered within this virus, is as far as immuned already. You understand? So vaccinating yourself doesn't mean immunity, because you're already immune to it. You went through this. Now, this is also proven with people that was in the Spanish flu virus, okay? And I know for a fact there was, as far as a person of over 100 years of age that has gone through the Spanish flu and this so-called COVID-19 virus. Okay, and he survived. So there's no excuse here. Okay? I'm not buying into all of this. This is a huge business. Basically, technology, as far as it said, oh, you know, we need more reliance on technology. We need more this. We know, and, you know, people are crying out there for what have you because of greed and of power, and that's wrong, you know? It should be of the people and humanitarian society. That's what it's all about. Not about greed or wealth. It's not about any of that. It's about what is right for the people, for our planet, for the world, for our country, for society. That's what it's all about.
More coming up. Barak Zilberberg joining us. He's running for governor on the Republican slate. And we'll talk. We're going to talk about a lot of the folks who are coming to Nevada. They're moving away from the People's Republic of California and other places. And they're coming to Nevada. How do we make them Republicans? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Barack Zilberberg, Republican candidate for governor, with us. We've been interviewing Republican candidates for governor, and a lot of them have some very, very strong opinions about why Steve Sisolak should be replaced. So does Barack Zilberberg. He has some very strong feelings as well. I want to ask you, though, we've got a lot of folks that are relocating to our community from other states, in particular from the People's Republic of California. And the big question is, how do we get them to vote Republican? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Listen, guys, all of you coming out here, influxing into this beautiful state of Nevada, all of you, as far as that your aspirations and what your beliefs are, you know, within your soul and might and your body, all correlate with the American freedom, my suggestion is you move over to the Republican Party. Okay? So we got to take our rights, we got to take our constitutional rights, rights back, all right? So please, you know, you're sick of, just as I am, I'm an exodus of California. I've been here 13 years. I was tired of the socialism and the communism. Not only that, in New York, and I have family over there, I'm tired of the socialism, communism. I please, everybody, you've come here to the blessed state of Nevada. Let's keep it the real America. Please, switch over to the Republican Party. If you believe in me as a candidate, switch over to the Republican Party, please. And I would love to earn your vote. I love to earn, you know, your aspirations and what you want out of this state. And that's what I'd like to give to you as a public servant, as a sitting governor, and as, you know, a role model for the state.
I want to ask you about something that's been on your website. I know I've heard you talk about it before. You've gone on record as saying we need more diversity within the Republican Party to win elections. Yeah. Can you talk about what you mean by that?
What I mean is we need much diversity. We need, you know, Latinos, Hispanics. We need Asian Pacific. We need, as far as all of the diversities, religions, you know, no matter whom it is, our party is inviting everybody over because we have the same conservative values as you. Okay, so please, you're much invited over to our party. Our party is like no other. I'm telling you, we are a party that we are united. And we also, as far as believe in being self-sufficient as individuals, which are common to your values as well. So please, you know, you all are invited here with open arms, and all diversities, all religions, all nationalities, because we are the United States of America and we're a melting pot. In other words, we come all over the spheres of the world over to the United States of America. Why we came here? Because we didn't like where we were from. You know, we didn't have the opportunities to grasp on like we have here in the United States, and that's why we all came here. Now, we are the United States of America. We are not the divided states of America. I just want... It's not about anybody's legacy. It's not about anybody's, as far as, forte, okay? It's about the people. That's what it's about. It's about for the benefit of the Americans and the Nevadans. That's what it's called for. No other. You know, regardless of what party you're from or where you're from, or you're libertarian, or you may be... a Democrat, you may be Republican. I am a Republican, but it's all about America. That's what it is. It's about uniting the nation, not dividing the nation. And it's not about anybody's legacy either. So we have to be adults. We are not children. Okay?